I just got back from a bachelorette party that was super messed up. The bride did a big no-no. She invited a straight man to the party. Thank you. I was furious, and I had to pretend I wasn't. So the whole time I was like, why is he here? Are we gonna hunt him? I don't get it. Make it make sense. They wouldn't let me. It was bullshit. I don't think you should bring real, alive human penises to bachelorette parties. I did not realize I felt so strongly about this, right? Decorative dick only. The real one, it threw the vibe off. It was weird. It was like bringing like a gun to laser tag. Like, what happened? Like, why am I pregnant? Like, what happened? Unless it's gay or something, that's great. That's a BB gun at laser tag, you know? Bruce Lee a little bit, God bless. We into astrology? Yes, oh, yay, I'm not. I really want to be, but my girlfriends are terrible at pitching it to me. They're awful. One of my girlfriends comes up to me, she goes, Laura, a lot of very influential people were also Tauruses. Mussolini, Saddam Hussein. Ah, can you guess the third? It is Hitler. Oh no! I'm gonna skip astrology, I think. No, I can't get into it because I am German. And Germans have learned not to group people by the shapes of their star signs. Half of you got that. The rest are putting 6 points together still. It's good, it's good. You can laugh, it's fine. My fiance is Jewish, all right? He is at home in the attic, all right? My little man, Frank, I love him. I'm glad you liked that one. I'm very tall for a woman. I'm almost 6 feet tall, or as men call it, 6'2", all right? I love being this height because another woman who was the exact same height as me was me in the fifth grade. Yeah, yeah. I walked into middle school like a Somalian pirate. I was like, I'm the teacher now. It's great. It was a lot of fun. I was very good at sports because of that. Women's sports. We care now, right? You don't fucking watch. Nah, you don't watch. It's all right. I was very good at sports, though, because I was the size of an Algerian boxer. That was fucking helpful there. I was a swimmer. Swimmers have weird bodies. To be a good swimmer, you need to have a really long torso and giant Harambe arms. I have a 6'3 wingspan. I'm undefeated at catching the bouquet. Very good. I'm very talented. But I was a good swimmer. I got to compete at some big competitions. In 2008, I got to go to the U.S. Olympic trials where I got 8th place. It's not bad. Thank you. Hard to impress. How about this? 2012, I went back again and I got 4th place. Still not impressed. 2016, I went back one more time and I got 15th place. Thank you. No, thank you so much. It's good because a lot of people always have to wonder when they peaked. Yeah, I have a chart. 2012, that's when it was. Downhill from there. It's fine. She's like, oh, sad. It is crazy. Had I gone that much faster, I would have made an Olympic team, and you guys still wouldn't know who the fuck I am. Not very popular. It's all right. I'm in therapy now. Someone's clapping. They're like, more. You're not done, lady. Here's my problem. I was doing one of those big online therapy programs. I'm trying not to say the name anymore. Weather Help, let's call it. I don't think it's run by therapists. I'm pretty sure it's run by, like, truckers on break. The reality is it's a lot of, like, entry-level jobs for therapists, right? It's their first gig out of therapy school, and I'm not an entry-level patient. I'm an advanced case. So I log in, and I get this lovely Gen Z girl who is doing her best. And I'm hitting her with my shit, and she is getting so stressed out. She's vaping. She's like, oh, no! What do we do? She just tried to pitch me on religion. I was like, how shitty is my health insurance? That God is the only one in network.
That's tough. My copay is a miracle. Oh, I can't afford any more of those. That's rough. I have so many issues, this girl. I was, I really struggle with like body issues, like body positivity. Oh, I want to be on board, but I don't trust the body positivity movement. Because I feel like the groups pushing it the hardest are like women's soap companies. You notice this? Of course, Dove wants me to embrace my curves. There'll be more surface area to wash. That's why they're selling the chocolate on the side. God, let them get you. Oh, this is a silly one. I'm 33 now. I'm trying to stay fuckable. That is a full-time job. And it is kicking my ass. I'll tell you that. I didn't realize how big of a role serums and creams were going to play in my life. It's the fucking worst. I wake up every morning with like a thick layer of serum on my face. I'm like Neo emerging from the Matrix. I'm like, am I glowing? Awful. I got this procedure done to stay fuckable, microblading. If you're familiar, do we know what this is? Do you know what this is, sir? He has no fucking idea. Good for you. Good for you. It's when you get tattoos underneath your eyebrows of more eyebrows. Fuckable. I don't know. I didn't realize how seriously they took the tattoo element of this procedure. I was laying down. This woman's going after my brow. And I realized I, a 33-year-old white woman, had just gotten a face tattoo. I am the closest in this room to Post Malone right now. I did have them do mine special. This one says live, laugh, love. And this one says it's 9 o'clock somewhere. Silly. I'm getting married. Yay! Thank you. I'm engaged. Very exciting. I had been dating my fiance for 8 years, and he hadn't proposed. Long time. Very Brooklyn of him. Not a big fan of that. So I was getting pissed off. So I did. Yeah, right. I know. I was angry. So I did what a girl has to do at that point, and I proposed to him. Strange energy. You're like, we don't know how to respond. There's like 6 feminists in here who are like, yes, bitch. Women are coming for your jobs. It's a good, you guys had a decent reaction. It's all right. When I do that joke in the South, the women are furious with me. Like I'm a union scab busting through the strike line. Bitch, what the fuck? The last thing we make men do. What the hell? My fiance was surprised too. At first, I got down on my knees in front of him, and at first he was like, ah. And I pull out a ring, and he's like, ah. Do the other thing first.
We'll see.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, no, we're getting married this year. I'm excited. I went to school in the South, so all my friends got married in the womb. True, look it up. And they did those like really obnoxious engagement photo shoots. I'm sure you've seen these where it's like her fiance. They're standing in a field somewhere. Flowers everywhere. Horse, no reason. And they're great. They're so cute. They're like, you know, but usually it's a couple where I'm like, didn't you two meet in a nightclub bathroom doing cocaine? What does this have to do with your relationship? You sell software as a service. This is your first field. But I love attention, so I'm going to do one of these when the time comes. I'm not going to miss the opportunity. Mine's going to represent my relationship, though. It's going to be me and my fiance on the couch at home on our phones. With the horse. The horse is doing a line. It's my home life. So now, big day's coming up, planning my dream wedding. Don't give a shit what he wants. One thing has to happen or I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to be so pissed. One thing. What I want is to be standing at the altar and for the priest to say, does anybody object to this union? 2 to 3 people in the back shoot their hands in the air. They go, I object. I've been in love with her the whole time. And I go, oh, you're ruining my wedding. And they are, and that is my dream wedding. So budget friendly, steal it for yourself. You guys have been fucking awesome. My name's Laura Sogra. Give me a